Title, Fifth Circuit upends 30 years of Title VII precedent, making it easier for employees to bring discrimination claims. Content, last week, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upended long-standing, employer-friendly precedent in cases brought under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. For decades, an employment discrimination plaintiff in the Fifth Circuit had to demonstrate that adverse employment action forming the basis of their complaint constituted an ultimate employment decision, which the Court of Appeals effectively limited to hiring, firing, promotion, or compensation. No longer. In a move sure to surprise some, the traditionally employer-friendly court broadened the scope of cognizable discrimination claims in the Fifth Circuit. The case is Hamilton et al. V. Dallas County Sheriff's Department. 1. There, female corrections officers filed a complaint for sex discrimination based on Dallas County's gender-based scheduling policy. The Court of Appeals described the policy at issue as follows. The department uses a sex-based policy to determine which 2 days an officer can pick. Only men can select full weekends off, women cannot. Instead, female officers can pick either 2 weekdays off or 1 weekend day plus 1 weekday. Bottom line, female officers never get a full weekend off. The county's rationale for the policy was that it would be unsafe for all men to be off during the week and, instead, safer for men to be off on weekends. Notably, however, evidence showed male and female officers performed the same tasks, and the number of inmates at the affected facilities was roughly identical during the week and on weekends. The district court granted the county's motion to dismiss under Rule 12b-6, citing Fifth Circuit precedent regarding Title VII discrimination claims. Specifically, the district court noted that under decades of Fifth Circuit jurisprudence, an adverse employment action for Title VII discrimination consists of ultimate employment decisions such as hiring, granting leave, discharging, promoting, and compensating. Applying that standard, the district court reasoned that changes to an employee's work schedule, such as the denial of weekends off, are not an ultimate employment decision. The district court then dismissed the plaintiff's complaint for failure to allege an adverse employment action. On appeal, a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit affirmed the district court's dismissal. But when doing so, the panel noted the county did not dispute the policy's discriminatory intent and the conduct complained of here squarely fits within the ambit of Title VII's prescribed conduct, discrimination with respect to the terms, conditions, or privileges of one's employment because of sex, regardless. However, the panel concluded it was bound by Fifth Circuit precedent and noted this case was an ideal vehicle for the full Fifth Circuit to reconsider the wisdom of its definition of an adverse employment action under Title VII. The Fifth Circuit took the panel up on that offer. On January 23, 2023, the Fifth Circuit reheard oral argument en banc. 7 months later, on August 18, the Court of Appeals issued its opinion. In a complete reversal of both the dismissal order and its own precedent, the Fifth Circuit upended itself, stating that despite Title VII's broad definition of unlawful discrimination, we have long limited the universe of actionable adverse employment actions to so-called ultimate employment decisions. We end that interpretive incongruity today. The Court of Appeals began its analysis by acknowledging the plain language of Title VII is far broader than its former holdings allowed. Specifically, Title VII makes it unlawful for an employer to fail or refuse to hire or to discharge any individual, or otherwise to discriminate against any individual with respect to his or her compensation, terms, conditions, or privileges of employment because of such individual's race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Emphasis added. The court acknowledged the final portion of the statutory phrase is broad, not limited to economic or tangible discrimination, and covers more than terms or conditions in the contractual sense. But for nearly 30 years, the Fifth Circuit limited disparate treatment liability under Title VII to so-called ultimate employment decisions, a phrase the court first coined in a 1995 case, Dallas v. Rubin. 77 F.3d 777. In Dallas, the court R.